You may have heard that UConn held its first ever social media day on March 13th, which was last week as you're hearing this, featuring a full afternoon of informative sessions for students and faculty and staff on how to make the most of social media and build their personal brands. The day included lunch with an influencer, which was Sarah Merrill, who's behind the Instagram account Big Kid Problems, and talks from all kinds of impressive faculty and students and alums who have found success on social media. The keynote speaker for the day was alumni Dan Orlovsky, who is, as many of you should know, a former UConn football quarterback and NFL pro who used social media to set himself apart and land a gig as an ESPN analyst. I caught up with him briefly before his talk.
Did you ever think you'd be back at UConn to talk about social media?
No, I actually thought about that to myself today because when I was in school, it was AOL Instant Messenger was the form of electronic communication, right, if you want to call that. And even up until, this is March of 2019, even up until September of 2017, I did really not mess with social media. I actually thought social media was stupid.
That's funny.
And then kind of my world got flipped upside down with some of the stuff that I experienced in using Instagram and Twitter, and really Twitter now, but I had many visions of me coming back to UConn. None of them involved social media.
It's pretty funny. So you're talking about Twitter and Instagram and how you got into that. Wondering your thoughts on how you kind of set yourself apart in that world where, you know, sports social media has a million people being armchair quarterback and putting their opinions out there, not always so well informed. How did you rise above the noise that's out there?
Oh, I think the reality of having 12 years in the NFL attached to my name certainly helps. And then at the end of the day, I don't necessarily try to do too much opinion stuff. I try to do evidence and education. I very rarely use the words I think. Anyone can do that. Anyone can sit there and go, well, I think this. I'm going to give you my opinion and support it with evidence. I like to try to educate people more than prove that I'm smarter than everybody type thing. And so I'm of the belief that if I can get people to understand football a little bit more, appreciate football a little bit more, and kind of fall in love with it the way I do, and even get people that did not grow up playing it or watching it that much, but see it from a mathematical angle or a picture puzzle or, putting pieces together type thing. That's the way I try to utilize it. I've used it as a weapon in a way, and kind of that's been my focus on it. I also believe that at the end, content is king. The great thing about the internet, the downside of it is everybody has a voice and they could say whatever they want to you. And the good side of it is you'll get exposed if you don't know what you're talking about. And the truest time saying that the cream will rise, that stands as well on the internet. The people that know what they're talking about and are good at it, they kind of rise. And the people that just blah, 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 people get tired of it.
They're part of the chatter, yeah. We were talking a few minutes about how to build engagement. Do you have some key takeaways you can share with us for
I would say the big thing, at least in my experience, is engagement. I mean, I was fortunate that some people high up at ESPN educated me on this. Was I don't ever interact with someone who kind of takes shots at me or just wants to be super negative. If you want to disagree with me and have a conversation, then I'm going to engage with you. If you want to compliment or be nice, then I'll engage with you. So I believe the engagement part of it is a big deal. The more that I can show people that I'm just a pretty normal person that just kind of excels in something that they're super interested in, is a big deal. The timing of it is a big deal. I've gone to Twitter and posted something that I thought was super dope at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And the next day I'll look at it and be like, huh, this didn't get much traction. And then I'll post something at 6 o'clock in the morning that I think is super cool and it'll get 100,000 views. And so the timing of the engagement, I really believe is a big deal. And then it's a fine line between, because I see a lot of people on social media and it's almost like they will drown you with stuff. And I can go anywhere to get drowned by with stuff. So I try to pick and choose times when I'm, active, times when I'm not. Sometimes I hold back stuff and go, you know what, right now is not the time for me to post this because people are tired of hearing from me, tired of hearing me talk about this. So it can't be an overwhelming amount of engagement, but I think that the simplest thing is the engagement aspect of it and people appreciating that.
I have some UConn questions, obviously. Yeah. Do you have a favorite memory of your time here at UConn?
Oh, yeah. So many, but I would say that the one that stands out the most is probably the first time running out of Rentschler Stadium. Which is now Pratt & Whitney. Mm-hmm. But that was the moment where you know, when I came here, it was unpopular. And a lot of people, the majority of people are like, you're stupid. That's crazy. You guys will never do it. And walking out into that stadium and playing against Indiana and playing the way that we did, like the initial wave of like, this is the dream that all the time and effort and sacrifice and work that was put into to prove everybody wrong in a way, I'm here. And then probably the bowl game, it would be right up there. You know, I know you asked me for one, but the bowl game, because that was the, I told you we could. And that was the, you know, a lot of time as an athlete, you spend by yourself and you have to prove yourself to yourself. I'm a believer in that. And a lot of questions along the way. I almost transferred as a freshman. Wow. And so that was in that moment of, I made a decision years ago to come here and everyone thought it was crazy, including close family members and friends. And I did what they told me I couldn't. We did what people told us we couldn't mm-hmm. do, because you can't take that away. As an athlete, as a competitor, as a person that has a lot of pride and, you know, borderline ego, like that is something people can't take from you.
Do you have a favorite place on the store's campus?
Campus has changed a lot.
It has.
From when I was here. I still think like the energy around Gamble is pretty neat. You know, I was here, I was fortunate to be here during some basketball heydays as well.
Times,
and
yep.
So the energy around Gamble is pretty cool. Where the new basketball facility is where our old football field was.
Right.
And at that old football field were a lot of our workouts. And so, you know, just kind of seeing that building initially will take my mind back to so many late night, early morning workouts where I know it's kind of cliche to say, but like we cut our teeth in a way and again, proved ourselves to ourselves and our teammates and worked and earned the things that we accomplished. But I'd say the energy around the athletic, I'm a sports person,
right.
Obviously. So the energy around the athletic areas.
Favorite dairy bar flavor?
I'm a very plain palate person. mint chocolate chip for sure.
That's my favorite too. And do you have a favorite all-time UConn athlete?
Oh man.
My favorites here.
I would say like we would run hoop. This might sound weird to some people or silly whatnot, but we would run hoop a lot with the basketball players. We hung out with Diana and Maria Conlon a bunch. Maria's from a town, you know, near me in Connecticut. We loved kicking it with them, and just they were super competitive, so we were kind of, you know, cut from the same cloth in a way. They're up there. All the basketball girls are up there. The boys, we didn't have a ton of at least I didn't have a ton of interaction with them. A bunch of the football guys obviously would be up there. But I would probably say some of the girls basketball players, because I'm not like scared to say this, but like they were bar setters too. Like they set the standard for athletics here at
Absolutely.
UConn as well.
Absolutely.
And so we, you know, we had, at least I admired them and appreciated them for their commitment to excellence and their ability to win and whatnot. It was encouraging. I would never tell them that to their face. Certainly not back then. But I would say like the athletes, especially the basketball players that were able to, you know, win championships were some of my favorites.
Very diplomatic, not naming any names.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining.
Thanks for having me.
That was great, Julie. And I just want to quickly say that Social Media Day may become an annual event at UConn. It was organized by Emily Zangari in our office, who's in charge of the university's institutional social media. It was a huge undertaking. So I think that she's just decompressing from that right now.
I'm sure she is. It was a very action-packed day
before planning next year's event, but it was successful. And I was moderating, again, facilitator of sorts, the faculty staff talks. And faculty members actually told me they were hoping it would be an annual thing because some of their colleagues had wanted to go, but the schedule didn't work out for them. So stay tuned. Ken, you wanted to throw in something.
Well, as Julie knows, Dan is an ESPN broadcaster now. He told me that's what he wanted to do before he got to UConn, because before I got to UConn, I was writing for the New York Times in Connecticut, and I did a story about why he decided to become really the first major football player in the state of Connecticut mm-hmm. to decide to stay home and play for UConn. And I talked with him, his father, his high school coach, and that was his goal. He wanted to play professional football and then go into the broadcast booth. And
living the dream.
He's done it.
Pretty cool. He was a very, very nice guy.
UConn can help you live your dreams, folks.
We have used that in some PSAs in the past, and it's true.
It is true. No, it is
it's
true.
It's real.
My dream was to one day do a university podcast, and here
oh
I am.
Oh, my gosh. Look at that.